extended this way. My house is 40 feet long, the length of it, and it's 20 feet wide, the first half of it, and it's 24 feet wide, the back part of it, where the bedrooms and all is. We have to extend 4 feet out for the, you know, just in this section right here.
Yes. Well, when folks had smaller, like, farming areas around here when you were coming up, what other buildings would they have?
Well, they'd have, like, their old house, and usually a barn of some kind, you know, a shed. They'd call it a shed. They'd refer it to a shed. And in there, they had that. Really, what it is a barn that kept the horses in there, the mules, whatever would cultivated the land. And then when they would break their crop, on that barn, they would have a little extension, but just a roof, you would see or a sun deck or something. I mean, that's what they would use, the term they would use now. But in those times, they weren't. They were just a little roof, and usually something on the ground, and like cucumbers. That was one of the main crops on Grand Isle.
Yeah.
Well, you stack the cucumbers then until that afternoon you're ready to pack them to send them to the French market in New Orleans. That's where they sent all the produce would go to the French market.
Okay. Did they have a place, a room where they keep the horses, or what? Do you have a place where you keep your horses?
Mm-hmm. I got a small stall. I call it a stall.
Okay.
It's a little barn back, right back at the house when we finish our shoot.
Okay. What about where they would store grain or
that little barn thing was made with an attic.
Yeah.
It had where the peak would come up. It would usually be about 6 or 8 feet. From the roof, like this roof, you know, this had a peak up there, like the second story. Well, that's where they keep their grain for their chickens. Everybody had chickens, and they keep their hay for the horses, and those days didn't have no feed like you have today, that kind of minerals, and they get horses eat better than we do. Those days they had grass and hay, and they usually cut grass and let it dry and use that as a hay.
Yeah, now when y'all cut grass out in the field, you raked it up
in a pile. And usually they would plant one, just like one, let's say a pole about 10, 12 feet high. They'd plant it in the ground,
mm-hmm.
and they usually stack the hay all around it. And the cattle and the horses would feed on it all winter long. They eat whenever they want to. We used to call it haystack. We used to put it on the haystack all the time.
Would they ever make a cover over that?
No cover. Okay. It'd just be just like that. No cover.
The rain would roll?
Rain wouldn't make no difference. It's still, the way they had it fixed, though, it would, even though it would rain on it, the next day it would dry. You know, when the sun comes out, it would dry again.
Yeah. I've heard of that, but I've never seen it.
Just a pole in the ground and the hay is stacked all around it, going up. But usually, it's stacked in such a way that air will go through it. The way it's stacked, just the way they stacked it. You have to stack the hay, that stuff just right.
Yeah. Would you ever get two cuttings from a field, the second cutting was from a field of hay, or?
Yeah, whatever. They cut one, the other way, they cut it one time, and then about maybe during like the summer months when the grass and really grows, well, then they'd get another cutting. Now, some of that second cutting, that would usually go in the barn. They would save, you know, during the winter. Of course, in on Grand Isle, you don't have much problem with because you've got grass all year round. You don't have that much cold weather. So the horses would turn out the pasture and it would feed. It would eat, you know.
Yeah, was there a place where you store corn?
Corn was stored in wooden kegs.
Oh yeah?
Everything was stored in wooden kegs. We call it a keg, I don't know what they call it.
Okay.
There was a big wooden barrel usually made by the people with big money could buy them, but most of the people made them. And they would store their grain and their corn and oats, if they've had oats, but you have very little oats around here.
Yep.
Mostly corn, as far as the grain is concerned. They would store it in there.
Okay, oats, how would you separate the grain from the...
I've never done that because I've never seen oats on Grand Isle, you know, planted where they separate the grain from the regular, from the...